From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Massachusetts legislators vote today on whether to amend their state's constitution so as to ban gay marriage. But first...
Once again, the message rings out loud and clear. Americans are voting for change.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry at a victory rally in Virginia last night.
East and west, north, and now in the south. And I am grateful for that.
A Yankee has taken the South, or at least part of it. Senator Kerry last night won decisive victories in the Virginia and Tennessee primaries. His showing prompted one of the native Southerners in the Democratic race, retired General Wesley Clark, to abandon his candidacy. Joining us to discuss where the Democrats now stand is Slate's Chris Sullentrop, who's in Memphis. Hi, Chris. You've been traveling with General Clark. Must be kind of somber on that campaign today.
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen them today because they got up early to drive from Memphis to Little Rock, where General Clark's going to deliver his withdrawal speech in the afternoon.
When he joined the race last year, General Clark actually led in some polls for a while. What happened?
A couple things. In retrospect, I think that blip was more of one of the many canaries in the coal mines for Howard Dean. I think it showed how soft Dean support was. But Clark also made a number of mistakes that hurt him. What his campaign calls the bobble, which was him mucking up the answer to a question about the Iraq War and whether he would have voted for the congressional resolution, hurt him. And he also just made, you know, a number of gaffes like that. And I think his campaign, some people in his campaign think just not being in Iowa hurt him, that maybe he had a chance to sort of pick up some of that anti-Dean, anti-Gephardt sentiment that John Edwards and John Kerry sucked up in Iowa.
Well, Senator Kerry's Iowa strategy certainly does seem to be working for him. 12 wins now in the first 14 delegate contest this year. And he has his first wins now in the South. That's significant for him.
Sure. It helps him argue against the idea that he's a Massachusetts liberal who can't run in the South. I mean, this was John Edwards' rationale for his campaign, that he could beat George Bush in his backyard. And now he's shown that he can't beat John Kerry in his backyard.
Does the political press think it's over for John Edwards? He certainly says that it's not.
Oh, no, I don't think so. One, we have a vested interest in the race continuing, so we don't want it to be over. But I'd say that, you know, people think that Edwards is a serious candidate and a serious contender, and there are some people who think that, you know, Clark is also a Southerner. The fact that he's dropped out is going to help Edwards. It wouldn't have helped him that much in Virginia. I mean, even if John Edwards got every single vote that General Clark got in Virginia, which is, I think, an unlikely proposition, he still would have lost to Kerry by 15 or 16 points, I think.
How about Howard Dean, the former Vermont governor and former leader of the PAC? He's betting everything on Wisconsin, which holds its primary next week. Is that even a possible bet? If he wins there, could he somehow regain the lead?
Sure. I think if he won there, it would be so shocking that he would get a good deal of attention out of it. I mean, I don't think he's going to catapult into the front of the race, but it would be an absolute stunner for him to win. And evidence of that is that they're already backing away from the idea that it's their last stand. You know, they raised more than $1 million from their supporters saying, you know, we need the money to go on the air in Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin or bust. And then a few days later, Governor Dean was saying, well, maybe not.
Well, what is the point of staying in if he doesn't win in Wisconsin?
You know, there's just, I think, a fingers-crossed hope that what happened to him will happen to Kerry, that eventually other candidates and the press will turn their fire on the front-runner. The front-runner will go down, and then, you know, no one ever thought the votes were going to go back to John Kerry. We wrote him off, and so I think they cross their fingers and hope that the votes come back to them.
Well, we'll see. Chris Sullentrop writes the On the Trail column for our partners at Slate Magazine Online, and he joins us today from Memphis. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.